My best as often as possible to bring that word widely to all who may be gathered in this place. Every now and then I change course on that a bit, and that is the case today. The message that I have today is particularly for the graduates who are in our midst, those who stood before us just a few moments ago. I figured you haven't heard enough talking heads giving you advice over the last few weeks, so it would be good to add another voice to that. I do suppose it'd be okay if the rest of you listen in. It really would be awkward if y'all left at this moment. So there's a good chance, I hope, my prayer is in particular, that as I have this word for our graduates, some of it might be applicable to you as well. So to our graduates, Psalm 39, which you just heard read, has long been one of my favorite passages of Scripture. I have personally found it to be a great comfort in times of turmoil or confusion, or even just serving as a simple reminder of God's presence and care on any given day. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? You knit me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Even before we take our first breath, God is there, forming and molding and shaping and loving. There has never been a time when we were and God was not. There has never been a place where we have gone where God has not. God was there for your first steps. God was there in your first words. God was there on the playground, in the gym, or on the field. God attended every study session and took every test alongside you. God was at the football games and at the prom. God was there at commencement and every day beyond. For those graduating and moving on to whatever is next, I pray these words from Psalm 139 will bring you comfort as well. With that said, I turn your attention to a lesser known, more obscure text that we also heard just read from the 22nd chapter of Numbers. It is admittedly a very odd story. I would venture to guess that many here today are not familiar with it. But once again, it is one of my favorite stories in Scripture. Even if it can be confusing, I see it as a great example of how not all Scripture is boring to read. Balak, king of Moab, summons Balaam to curse the Israelites who have moved in next door. Balaam consults with God and receives word not to follow Balak's wishes. And so Balaam sends Balak's men back to him. But that isn't enough for Balak. He is persistent. And this is where the story starts to get a bit confusing. God directs Balaam to go with Balak's men, but when he does, God becomes angered. Did you catch that? God tells Balaam to go with Balak's men, but when he does, God becomes angered. So while they are on their way, an angel of the Lord appears, but only, it seems, to the donkey on which Balaam is riding. Three different times the donkey reacts in fear, and Balaam strikes the donkey. After the third time, the donkey has had enough, and it speaks to Balaam, asking why he has been striking it. By the way, every time I read this story now, I imagine that donkey with Eddie Murphy's voice. Now you will too. And then we hit what is perhaps the most outrageous part of this story, in my opinion. After the donkey has spoken, Balaam responds. He actually reasons with the donkey. He has a conversation with a talking donkey. It's one more example of the Lord working in truly mysterious ways. Whoever said God doesn't have a sense of humor? Now, you heard the rest of the story. The angel of the Lord is revealed to Balaam, and all is explained to him. And so you may be saying to yourself, that's a really interesting story, Scott, but what does it have to do with graduation and moving on in life? Well, my guess is we have all had an experience or two like this. Maybe absent the talking donkey. We're heading down the road to where we think we should be going when something stops us. When our donkey unexpectedly veers off the path. So we grab the reins and we pull it back onto the path. Maybe we prod it a little bit further. But she veers again and now we start to get a bit miffed. So back on the road, you stupid animal. Finally, she lays down and we've had enough. Some real discipline is needed now. Spare the rod, spoil the donkey, like they say, right? And then we have an unexpected conversation or we see something that we hadn't seen before and it suddenly all makes sense. So men and women of the class of 2017, I pray that you find some good donkeys along your way. I'm sure you've had some good ones so far who have brought you to this place in your lives. I hope it's okay to refer to your family and friends as donkeys. You will be making some big decisions over these next few months and years. You'll turn down many paths, some that are right and some that are wrong. I pray that you will have the wisdom to listen to your donkeys when they earnestly desire to lead you down the right paths. I pray that God will give you the donkeys that will take the beatings that you might dole out in ignorance and still choose to lead you on. I pray that you will have the wisdom to thank the donkeys in your lives, but please do so without calling them donkeys. Finally, graduates, I close with these words from Jeremiah, words for your future. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Those are words from the God who knit you together in the womb, the God who searches you and who knows you, the God who has provided wise donkeys to guide you on your way. That same God is the God who desires nothing but the best for you. God goes with you, indeed ahead of you, into the great unknown that is your future. And God offers hope there. Hope for a world better tomorrow than it is today because of who you are and what it is that you will do. And so, graduates of the class of 2017, saddle up, and God bless. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.